Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County. That was Tove Lo and No One Dies From Love. That started off the 3 o'clock hour musically on this Friday, TGI Friday.
Yay!
We like Friday.
I do.
Yes. Sean Ann.
Rebecca Jane.
And in the studio with us, finally, after a few cancellations and having to move things around, we've got Rich and Ashley who are joining us. How are you both doing today?
We're doing great, actually. Kind of excited to be here.
Oh, it's exciting to have you here. And you know what? You brought an extra guest that we did not even realize we were going to have here.
Yeah, she tend to stick around a little too.
Yeah, we're kind of a set of three. So, yeah, so we all come as one.
Ooh. Oh, there you go. There. So you want to say your name on the radio?
Nina.
So Nina is here as well. So we got an actual added bonus. That's what I was trying to get out. There you go. All right. We're going to be talking with them for the next couple hours. So be sure you stick around for that. All right. Great stuff coming up this hour. Got Ava Max on the way. Got Kenny Garcia, Katy Perry on the way. So stick around for that. Right now it is Gwen Stefani and Baby Don't Lie. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, and Kenny Garcia there. Before that, Florida, Georgia Line, and Stay. Heard from One Republic, and I ain't worried. You worried, Rebecca?
Nope.
I ain't worried either. Rich is.
Maybe, yeah, he might be a little
worried. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah. Rich is saying how he's a little nervous today. Ashley seems to be doing fantastic, though, today.
I told you.
So far.
Great.
There you go. All right, so now we're going to get to know both of you. Where were you each hatched? Born, hatched.
You want to go first?
In Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of boring. Come on.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm born and raised on the east side of Phoenix.
Okay.
On the hood, you know.
But. In the hood.
Yes.
So, and so you were there as well.
Yeah. I actually grew up in the Garfield area, so around 12th Street. I'm like around then Roosevelt, so that was my mom and dad's. They went to North High.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, yeah, so that's kind of where I went until I migrated down a little further east, and then that's where me and Richard kind of met.
Okay, so how old were you when you first met?
We were 12, actually.
12?
We were 12.
Sixth grade, man.
In the sixth grade.
We were in Papago Elementary.
Yes, Papago Elementary. That's interesting.
So it was just you just shared the same class?
No, actually.
I was in the bilingual class, and Ashley was in the...
Yes, I was in... Well, I mean, it was back then when English and Spanish was taught kind of in the same, you know, in the same kind of...
There were different classes.
There were different classes. We were separated, right. But we were right next to each other.
You're right next to each other.
Yeah, and then little by little, you know, I had
so
a friend.
So, you first saw him, and you're like... And you first saw her, and you're like...
But to tell you the truth, he didn't even speak English. He didn't speak English when I met him.
Wait a minute. You were 12 years old. You didn't speak English.
I
and
did
you were
speak
born
English.
In Phoenix.
It was just, it's my accent. That's what it is.
I relate to that.
So now I'm rich. I'm not Ricardo anymore. You know.
He upgraded. He upgraded.
So you've known each other since you were 12. That's a long time.
Yeah.
All right, so now you haven't been dating since you were 12 and all that. I mean, have you just known each other since 12? When did you actually become official?
We became official when we were 18, actually. So we kind of lost each other.
Uh-huh.
So we kind of went our separate ways. We ended up, you know, I ended up having kids. So I have a daughter and a son in Phoenix. They stay with their father.
Mm-hmm.
And then Richard kind of just went off and kind of did his own thing. I don't know, what did you do?
I don't know if we went.
Well, I mean,
it might not be Rich and Ashley much longer than we go.
You know? I was just, you know, stay at home dad. I'm just like,
yeah.
No, I wasn't a stay home dad.
You had kids?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm getting nervous now.
it's all good.
No, he actually worked a lot. Like, I mean, having to get to know him, I mean, he was always working. Like, he was work.
I've always been in the industry, so I've been working since I was 12 years old, too.
So what, and food?
Yeah, food industry.
Food industry, okay.
So actually the old Brass Rail, that's where he started out in Phoenix on 28th Street.
It was on 38th Street in Thomas, right across from
Walmart.
How old were you when you started there? 16?
I was 12 years old, actually.
See, I started my first... I worked at the Fountain Restaurant in Fountain Hills washing dishes at 12 years old,
that's
making
exactly
what I was doing. $2.10 an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was way back in
that
the
was
day.
A good old
it was a long time ago, so...
So yeah, my whole family actually still works there, and that's where I learned my trade at. You know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's where actually I got my bartending skills. So when I went, Richard would go and work, and then he would be like, I need somebody to come in and help me wash dishes. So I started washing dishes, so I was in the back as well. And then
It was a one-man crew in there. Yeah. And it was brutal, man. You would get slammed. I mean, talking about breakfast at $3.50 was they were selling breakfast.
Oh, wow.
So you got, what, 2 eggs, bacon and sausage, hash browns, and a side of toast? I mean, mm-hmm. And it was just until 6 o'clock in the morning.
And $2.50 drafts. Like, you know, come on.
It's almost like we're doing a commercial for them.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah, and we haven't been back.
Okay, so you guys met when you were 12. I'm trying to keep this straight in my head.
Yeah.
So then you kind of lost each other because you were off having kids and doing your thing, and he was doing his thing.
Yeah.
And so
we'll get into that later.
Right. Then you found each other again.
Yeah. Yes.
At that place, the Brass.
You know what? It was because of my sister, actually. My sister, she told me, you know what? Hey, you need to call Richard. I'm like, I don't want to call him. You know, so just. And ended up calling him, and he ends up answering the phone. Like, oh my goodness! Like, and I'm like a deer in the headlights.
That's back in the days before we had like caller ID or something.
No, we had caller ID.
So when I noticed somebody call me, I'm like, what is this? It's a Dwayne? I'm like, so I'm looking at him. Like,
we still have the same phone numbers. Still have the same phone numbers.
So it was like back when they had, you know, dial pad. Like,
right.
But she called me up, and then we just.
All right, it's cool that you answered.
Yes, I was there actually, and I'm usually never home.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to lie.
See, and we're not talking cell phone here. We're talking home phone.
Landline.
Wow.
I would have called back. When I came back at whatever time I came out, you got to call it back.
That was meant to happen.
It's meant to be.
That's what we say.
And that's where we hit it off. And it just started off.
Yeah. And then after that,
All right. Well, we're going to get more into this because this is getting very juicy. That's a food phrase, right?
Yes. Juicy. It's saucy.
Yeah, it's saucy. Saucy and juicy.
That's the caliente part, see?
There you go. Right now it's pink. That's a food thing if you have your hamburger pink on the end. Anyway, pink. All I know so far is Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, Joji, and Glimpse of Us. Before that, we heard from Aventura, Immortal. There you go.
Good job.
Got to look over at Rebecca when I do that. Katy Perry before that. All right, Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Also, Rich and Ashley in the studio.
Yes,
it is.
How are you guys doing so far? Hanging in there?
Yeah, we're doing
good. I'm there, man.
Not too nervous?
Yeah, I'm feeling
a little
bit.
See that noise there? That
better?
That's Rich. That's Rich shaking over there.
Yeah.
Just so you know. All right. And Nina's in here too, right?
She's over there drawing pictures. She's gonna have them ready for your wall. You know what I mean? She's an artist.
Oh, good.
She'll make pictures. You know, she loves to sing. She loves to dance. She does her TikToks. So I'm telling you,
TikToks too.
Yeah.
Wow. Jeez. All right.
That's so
there
cute.
Was a joke there, but it was but with a young
but
kid. But I'm not gonna go there. I'm like, to bite my tongue on that one. Anyway, all right, so. Rich, you love to cook, obviously.
Yes.
Okay. So tell us about the experience and places you've worked before, and where you got your knowledge.
Man, well, it's been so long to tell you the truth. I mean, I was doing like we were talking about the Old Brass Rail. I've been doing breakfast for roughly a couple of years since I was 12, and then I moved forward to some little bit more high end restaurants and places like Maryville Country Club up in North. Then we did a opening for Tilted Kilt. We did Top Golf, you know, and Eddie.
You said you worked for Eddie Matney.
I worked for Eddie Matney up in Scottsdale.
Okay.
Lot of local, kind of celebs actually, you know.
Right.
We got Larry Fitzgerald, his wife, his son.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice. Yeah. I thought you were going to say like Filiberto's and Taco Bell.
Yeah, that sounds really good. I mean, I was there. I was probably there. And
I mean, Filiberto's would be cool. Taco Bell. I mean, I worked at a Taco Bell for 2 weeks. I'm like, and I left.
Yeah. So
that was probably McDonald's was the only cooking that I ever did. I'm like, I never cooked a day in my life after that. I'm telling you that.
Okay, so between the two of you, who cooks at home?
He does.
So you just enjoy his talent.
I have to clean up the mess.
Oh, so you clean up.
All right. Okay. So, yeah.
He cooks and then makes the mess, and then I get to clean it.
You make the mess. She cleans it up.
Teamwork
makes a dream work.
She got it right.
Exactly. So that's great. All right. So how did you end up in Ajo? Your car broke down, and you're like, we'll just stay here.
Like most people, they probably broke down, and then they're driving off to Rocky Point, and they just kind of stand it here.
Something about this town that just kind of attracts people to it.
It does, actually. My mom and my dad actually been here, so they probably been here I mean, more than 5 years now, but they were the ones that kind of came here. My mom took care of my grandmother out on the nation. Mm-hmm. And slowly but surely, I was coming back and forth, you know, between me and Richard.
And the rough and the rocky.
In those rocky times, rocky, you know what I mean? So this was my getaway. And like they said, you always end up coming back. And then one day, you know, it was just like, you know what? This isn't for us. Yeah. After having Nina, mm-hmm. we were just like, we don't want to raise our daughter in the city. We want something more.
I'm going to keep it real with you, man. It was just... it was a bad things, man. You know, right. So it's better life. Just wanted to be more positive about our future and something else that we yes. wanted. You know,
right.
Born and raised in the East Side is just.
You know, there's not a lot of good things in the city. You know, it takes a toll on you. So
I can understand that.
We didn't want that for our daughter. You know, coming here and then, like I said, even coming here. Was another kind of story.
I don't know if you want to get into that.
No, go ahead. Yeah. No, we're here to learn about you guys.
We're going to take it in for real because I know the locals in here. I love them and I admire their support. So I'm going to keep it real. We actually lost my daughter. We lost our daughter at one time to
so
our,
around, to the state of Arizona. 2019, we ended up leaving our daughter state of Arizona.
That's how we were in
She was in foster care for about a month, and then she was able to go with my family. So Nina has another foster family that we still keep in contact with. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they love us. They're always supportive of us, even until now. But, Richard had a job. He was working for a local here.
Construction work. Company here.
Wait, here now?
Yes.
Okay.
So then we ended up...
Richard ended up hurting his back. So then he ended up having, you know, that kind of put a rocky thing. I was working at the Family Dollar and I was doing part-time, you know, but that kind of doesn't... One of us working and, you know, it doesn't help pay the bills either.
So it was, like I said, it was just a rough starting here in Ajo, looking for something new, but ended up way...
But we ended up finding ourselves.
Right.
We ended up finding ourselves. We found our business. We got our stuff together. Mm-hmm. We got our daughter back within 6 months. We got our daughter back, and between that time, we ended up doing the tacos. I told Richard, you know what? We can't do this. Let's go sell. You know, a lot of people in the nation they do
food sales.
Celebrations and all those kind of things. Right. So they always looking for food vendors and like, yeah, let's go. So we went out to Charco, one of the villages out there, and
it was St. Francis, right?
I think so. Church celebration, and so we ended up going over there. We took tacos, garnished all the tacos, and so my family helped us out while we were over there. So that was our very first sale. It was so nerve wracking. We ended up not selling. It didn't. It wasn't great.
Well, we didn't do too well, man. You
know? It wasn't great.
We actually were doing dollar tacos. We gave away more tacos than we sold.
And we actually fed the band. We fed the band, you know, to tell them thank you for coming out.
Well, sometimes, you know, in the beginning, you kind of give it so people can taste, and then they want to come back. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of an investment into what you're going to be doing down the road.
Yeah.
So when did you actually have this tent?
So it's a pop-up tent.
Oh, okay.
We pop up randomly. So it's local events. We do, it's underground. You know, it's straight up underground. We didn't start from nothing. We know it was like 3-foot grill.
That we used to rent. That we used to rent from my dad, by the way. So we used to rent the grill from my dad. The condiments that I used to have were in like a little shoe box. We had one ice chest. And Nina was there. By then, we had got her back. And she was there.
In the middle of summer.
She learned to walk out there, so next to Texaco, so while we were out there. So, I mean, the community got to know her, too. So she was, like we said, this is our taco family. You know, that's where that whole concept comes from.
Right.
Is, yeah. And ever since then, it's just kind of, it's been growing.
It's been growing. The business is, like, looking pretty upside.
We're
opening a lot of opportunities. We've got a lot of things coming.
Ajo is opening up a lot of opportunities.
Especially with you and the radio station. I'm like, you gotta share our story. I'm like,
All right, well, we're going to get more into that in the next hour. So, and bring things to more current times and some of the things you guys are doing. And I know that you're going to be out at 4th of July.
Oh,
so,
yes.
You know, we're gonna get into that. That's coming up here in just a few. Right now, it's Sam Hunt and Body Like a Back Road. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Megan Trainor and Bad For Me started off the 4 o'clock hour musically on this TGI Friday. Friday, woohoo! Extended weekend.
Long
I'm very
weekends.
Excited.
Oh, yeah. Weekend here.
Yeah, it's gonna be great because on Monday all the hosts have time off here on Z89.3.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's right. Am I going to pay them? No. Do I pay them anyway?
No.
There you go. All right. They make as much as we do. All right. There you go. So Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Rich and Ashley in the studio as well. Thank
and
you so
Nina,
much.
And Nina, don't forget Nina.
And I was going to get to that. And okay. Nina in the studio as well. She is just hanging out. She's coloring us some pictures.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to have some cool deco hanging up on our wall. So that'll be very nice. So fantastic. All right. So this break is going to be an Espanol one. And Rebecca is going to take this one over. So go ahead, Rebecca.
Okay, Rich, Ricardo, right?
Ricardo.
¿De dónde Ricardo. Eres? Y si me quieres hablar un poquito de tu familia, de tu vida, de ti en realidad.
Okay. So, mi familia es de Guerrero y Catepec, un pueblo muy chico, sur de Iguala.
Sur, okay.
And my mom is, she actually, well, where I'm the first generation here, actually. My mom crossed the same desert, and we ordered it here, and como te digo, pues, por un sueño más bien, una bendición, una vida más,
El sueño
pues,
americano, ¿verdad?
Sí, pues, para todos, y pues, yo, para decir la verdad, le doy gracias a mi jefa que nos dio esta oportunidad. You know,
arriesgó su vida.
Sí, sufrió entre un momento y pues como te digo, caminó entre medio como nací aquí en julio, nací en Maricopa County.
Okay. Oscar. ¿Y tu mamá está aquí en Phoenix o?
Sí, está en Phoenix.
Okay.
Perfect. Mi papá está también en Phoenix, vive en el sur de Phoenix.
Sur de Phoenix, okay. Yeah. Interesting. Ashley, ¿hablas español?
No.
¿Cómo no?
Come on, Ashley.
No. I don't know.
But you understand Spanish.
Yes, I understand it. It's just, yeah.
Yo tengo un poquito, pero más o menos.
Okay. So I don't want to be nosy, but I see that you and your daughter wearing this shirt that said "In Love in Memory of."
Oh yes, this is actually my sister.
That's my sister,
Amy. Yeah, and March, she actually took her own life. She was struggling with addiction. She had mental health, issues and things that she was going through. And this is in memory of her when we first started this. Like I said, when we did our first actual sale, she was part of that. She was part of that, and I think it's only right that I keep her going with me. And that's why I said she's here with us every day. It's gonna be 4 months that she's been gone now. So yeah, so it is. No, thank you very much. I'm like yeah. So it was a lot. A lot of the community knew her too. They knew her through us. I mean, she worked at McDonald's in Gila Bend. But yeah, so I mean, she was struggling with a lot of things. She left. She left 3 kids behind. So I have Vanessa, Raimundo, and Jacob, and they're actually in Phoenix right now, but I mean they're here. I'm like, we're grateful for them when we get time to go out there. I mean we try to spend as much time.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And it's just so I mean that's something that I know a lot of people have been dealing with. It's something that a lot of families deal with, a lot of issues that go on, and that's something that we hope that we're gonna keep it going with us, while we're doing this whole taco thing, is to make everything aware, make that awareness of everything, that addiction, the mental health, and that suicide, and it's a lot going on everywhere. It's so sad. I posted a video yesterday, actually, with me and her and my daughter, and I got so many views and so many people commenting on inspirational things that they've been going through the same thing. And I think it's something that everybody needs to be aware of. I mean, I I've gone through depression, anxiety, all these things. I mean, even at one point I felt that maybe I shouldn't be here, but you know what, I'm so thankful for my daughter. I'm thankful for Richard. He's had to go through this journey with me, learning all these things about myself on how to get through them, and him having to be able to get through it with us. And he's been the foundation of helping us get through it, and if right now, if everybody could try to learn, or at least attempt to try to get help, whatever it may be, just even talking to somebody, all you need to do is just say, hey, I don't know what's going on, I need help,
I'm here for you.
Yes.
When it comes to suicide, and that strikes very close to home in my case, because my biological dad committed suicide when I was 4 years old.
Wow.
My brother committed suicide around 12 years ago on Christmas morning.
Mom, sorry.
And I had an uncle commit suicide as
wow.
well.
Yeah.
So it's kind of ran in the family. And it's like, the thing is, it's like with my brother, we had no clue. We had no clue that he was going.
I don't think anybody ever does. You know, like, I mean, she was doing great. She had just got an apartment. She was gonna start a new job,
mm-hmm.
and you know what I mean. We kind of And just next thing you know, we get a call, and my mother tells me that
one of those calls that you
just you never expect.
You know, when I see my mom calling me on Christmas morning, I think it's because she's gonna be telling me Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Instead of crying, bawling, and just, it's like, wait, what? Wait, huh? I mean, again, and what was bothersome with my brother was that we both shared the same dad. My mom was pregnant with my dad when my, my mother was pregnant
with
my
brother.
That's my brother. We're from Mississippi, but our family trees
like
don't fork.
Right.
I know, but, you know, you know, with my brother and I, we shared the same dad, same mom. He committed suicide. That was something that I always promised my kids I would never do. And then for him to go and do that, it left me kind of angry at him for doing that.
Of course.
But it was very tough. It was difficult. It was a very difficult time. So, but I wish he would have reached out. I wish he would have reached out for help.
Yeah, and you know, and. I mean, that's something.
If
anybody ever does get that call, if from somebody knowing that, you know, that something's not right with them and that mm-hmm. they don't know, please. I mean, even if you don't know what to do, reach out to somebody else
who can get them help. Get help,
you know?
Because suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Yes.
And that's the truth.
And you know what? And that's what I said. I'm like, I just want to keep it going. I want to keep her memory going through this. You know, she started it with us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only right if we keep it going with her, you know, and especially if we can reach people through our taco stand to be able to come and talk to us. Because, I mean, I feel that's what the taco stand is. People can come up, random people, and just, you know, be talking. And I mean, and be like, hey, how are you? You know what I mean? You see that somebody's not having a good day.
It's kind of like being a bartender. But you're a taco stand tender.
Yes.
There you go.
I'm like, yes. So you know what I mean? People come up and they're not having a good day. They're not having a good day, and you're just like, hey,
yeah,
what's going on? Are you okay?
I don't need to go talk to my bartender. I need to go talk to my taco stand tender.
There you go. I'm like, you know, and that's what we're here for, you know? We know people go through different things, you know, and a lot of people don't like to talk to family because family is so, you know, sometimes they don't understand.
Right.
Or, you know, they just don't want to understand, you know, and it's so sad too. So, I mean, if you can actually find somebody that you can relate to, and I feel we're very relatable to a lot of people don't know what we've gone through and that we have even gone through that. So when we talk to them, they're like, oh my goodness, like I didn't know that. I didn't even think that you guys would do that. You guys look happy. You guys have your family. You guys have your business. You guys have all these things going for you. I didn't even think that you were going through that. So, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, even if you're out there and you need to come, I mean, come and stop by. We're always there. We're there for you. I mean, just as much as the community has been there for us.
Right.
I mean, all the community. And we're talking about, I mean, we knew the sheriffs, the, you know, the courts, ISDA, all these people.
DJ Juanita.
Shout out to those girls. You know what I mean? They're always on Richard about, you know, his unpaid parking tickets, you know? And so if you hear this, Juanita, you already know. You know,
we paid them off.
Oh, so
funny.
We're good.
That's fine.
But So I mean, that's what I said. A lot of the community that has been here, they know our story already, you know? And yeah, so.
Awesome. All right, let's continue on. More music. It's Weezer and Africa. It's Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music. Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music. Eddie Benjamin, Weatherman. Sean Ann.
Rebecca Jane.
Along with you on this Friday, TGI Friday. Joining us in studio, Rich and Ashley and Nina. Hi, Nina.
She's like, no.
She's like, no, don't mention me. Don't mention me. I can still say hi to you, though.
She's
okay,
gone.
So she kind of waved back. All right. So what are some of the things you guys have done recently, say this year, some of the events you've been at and all that? Because you don't have a brick-and-mortar building.
No, we don't.
So you have the pop-up stand, so you go out whenever you're invited out, I guess.
Yes. So... Okay. We do the pop-up individually, like I said, and then we do private events.
Right,
for,
okay.
For any...
Doing a birthday party, so anybody that's been doing birthday parties. We've actually done some things out on the nation through NAF. They have a program out there for GED students that we got to be a part of. What else have we done?
We've done
Tasty Tuesdays.
Tasty Tuesday
at the conference center.
So how does that one work? Do they just kind of rotate through people?
So every Tuesday they have a different chef out there.
Okay.
I think Mimi was last week.
Yeah, with her meatloaf. I'm like, yeah. So, I mean, and then you have Luis. He comes for shrimp when he does shrimp tacos. Oh, my God, they're amazing.
Oh, I love
shrimp tacos. I'm like, they're amazing. Yes.
Shout out to Luis.
So is it like on a rotation?
Yes.
For the Tasty Tuesdays?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and share a little bit of that. You can actually go to the conference center. Any chef is actually welcome. And Ajo, I highly recommend you talk to Iona. She is the kitchen manager there.
Yes.
And okay. You can request a day every other Tuesday.
And anybody can go. Anybody. You don't just have to be, you know, anybody can go. I believe her son was there actually.
So I could do it and bring a bunch of cereal and have like a cereal buffet.
Yeah, if you want to do that, right. That's perfect. I mean, I don't know if you'll sell out.
Probably
I know,
not.
Right?
But if it's homemade cereal, I think you've got
to. We'll be there. We'll be there. We got to do homemade cereal.
I can probably try to do my Dominican food.
Yes, I would sit there and I would go.
Do it.
That would be awesome.
Oh, so yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
No,
because you are a great cook.
All the food that we can get, and I mean, you have a, you know, I mean, we've never had any Dominican food. I'm like, I haven't. So, I mean, I would even love to, you know.
Okay.
I'm like, I would even love that.
You know, I'm going to think about that.
If you do,
yes.
Count me in. So you're already in for
a Of course. I already have one.
Post it, share it. We'll share it on our page. Let's make it a big
I'm gonna think about that. That's actually fascinating.
Really. We hope you do. We really hope you do.
I'm interested.
It'll be great. It'll be great.
Okay. Yeah.
And like I said, they have a commercial kitchen. They have everything in there that you need. You don't have to bring anything.
Really?
I'm like, you don't have to bring anything. So you can come in, just come in with whatever you need to cook it, and then make it right there. They have a grill. They have a broiler. They have everything.
A fryer.
Fryers. I'm like, they have all of your utensils, everything.
Wow.
Everything.
Awesome. So, I mean, that's an idea.
Yeah, that is an idea.
Right. Yeah.
You might never
just have
know.
To go see, get a whole lot of plantains. Exactly.
I'm excited. See, I'm anticipating it already.
All right, coming up here in the next break, we're going to talk about, you're going to be out at 4th of July, so we'll get a little bit more into that here in just a few. Again, Rich and Ashley are joining us today on this Friday. So, a lot of fun. All right, here's Jay Sean. It's Down featuring Lil Wayne. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music.
You want to start?
Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with you on this Friday afternoon. July 1st. Wow, I can't believe it's July already.
Yeah, why'd you lie to me?
So July means we can lie because why you July to me?
Why you July to me?
So that's our joke. We can July to each other all the time during July, but only during July. Okay, and Rich and Ashley have joined us as well today.
Oh, yes.
You're going to be out on July 4th, Monday.
Monday, we will
be a big event.
Big event at the Plaza. Yes. That's going to be on Monday, 4th of July.
Yes.
So we're going to start early. Oh,
yeah. 6 a.m.? There should be a parade in the morning.
Yeah, I think we're going to be up by 5 o'clock trying to set up our canopy and get everything ready. I'm like, yes.
And it should be a parade around town.
Yeah, we're going to be doing we're going to be in the parade at 9. I wish we had logos on their truck, but you know it's just the first year, so it's all good. But
we'll
be
in it anyway. They're gonna know it's you.
That'll be cool. So, so then after the parade, I guess that's when they had the beer garden, and they're gonna be having.
That's when all the good stuff happens.
Right. So in the place, so you're gonna be setting up your pop up tent,
yes,
and all of that. So, 10 a.m. 9 a.m.
Everything starts
start
at
early,
8,
man.
I think. As soon as we get there, like it's gonna start.
I'm gonna start cooking already. We're gonna have carne asada al pastor tacos.
Oh,
we got those. You know what I mean? And then what else we got? We got fresh fruit, picada.
Fresh fruit.
With chamoy.
I'm like with Richard's famous chamoy, yes.
Japanese nuts.
What's chamoy?
Chamoy is like a fruit syrup, actually.
Oh, okay.
Variety of fruits on there.
It just makes everything better.
And then
it makes everything better.
It makes everything better.
Yes.
So we make food.
We have
some food here that we're going to be trying.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And you guys get to try that before 4th of July.
Oh, so, see, we're going to be doing that next hour.
And so we're adding another item, which would be the Sonora hot dog.
Yes, they're going to try Sonora hot dog.
Yeah. All right, that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
So you're going to be out there all day until you sell out.
Until the wheels fall off.
Yes. Until the wheels fall off. So there you go. All right. So
I just want to go ahead and give a shout out to also that my boy DJ Fresh is going to be there.
So DJ Fresh?
Yeah.
Yes. Nice. All right.
So there's going to be live music.
So what kind of music does DJ Fresh do?
A variety of
music.
Really?
I'm like, yeah. All right. I'm like, yeah.
Well, you know, we are looking for DJs here that want to make some music.
That's your guy.
Shout out to my boy Gabe.
Especially if they do Latin pop. We want a Latin pop show here on the station. I would, you know, we might have to have a little combo.
You guys are going to have to get in contact.
Yeah,
for sure.
A combo with Mr. Fresh.
Yes.
There you go. All right. All right. More with Rich and Ashley coming up next hour, so stick around for that. We're also going to try some of their food, and I have to give a real reaction to it, whether I like it or not. If I don't, then I don't know.
Just be honest, man.
I will be honest.
Absolutely. All
right. It ain't going to hurt my feelings.
Oh, no. It's going to make it better.
There you go. Here's Future. Wait for you. It's Z89.3 Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3 Ajo's Hit Music. Alexa and Wonderland. And let me get my background music rolling there because, that started off the 5 o'clock hour musically. You know, I tried to get everybody all set. You know, music's rolling. When you got to start, you got to start. Rebecca's over there. She's like having a buffet. She's having a good time.
Well, I'm glad you guys are enjoying. You know?
I'm ready to, you know what? I'm glad it's time. I need to start eating something. I'm going to eat this hot dog. Here we go.
Let me know how it is, man.
All right. Here, over radio. Can you smell that? We need smell-o-vision on radio.
Right.
How are you doing over there? What are you having, Rebecca?
I'm having a...
You want to talk
al
into your...
Taco?
You,
oh, my God. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Hot dog. Yummy. What's all on that? Wow.
Yeah, so this is our Sonora hot dog. It's on an angelito bun, bacon-wrapped hot dog, pinto beans, tomatoes. We got some onions, salsa verde, mayonnaise, and some cotija cheese on top as a garnish. Yep.
Wow, you had me at bacon.
Yeah.
Anything with bacon. You could probably wrap a fish up in bacon, and I might actually eat that.
Yeah.
That's probably the only time I would eat seafood.
This taco have pineapple on it, and the combination of the sweetness is so delicious.
Mm-hmm.
They were very picky.
A lot of people are picky about it and hesitant about having pineapple on top of a taco. If it's an al pastor taco, it has to have the pineapple.
You know, working in the pizza industry as long as I did, pineapple was always that one that was like, you either love it or hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes I loved it, sometimes I hated it, mm-hmm. but you know. Now this is really good. So what else we have here? We have
carne asada taco.
Al pastor taco.
Uh huh.
And so then the other taco that we had is the carne asada.
It's just
the
traditional carne asada, and that's I made a chuck roast freshly cut.
And I cut.
Well, yeah.
Okay, I'm the butcher.
She's the butcher.
She doesn't cook. But she'll chop the stuff up.
Yeah. You tell me what to do, I got you.
You got to be hefty, you know. I'm kind of scared when she has that knife, man.
You
don't want to talk about nothing else after that. Like, you know,
any woman with a knife is scary.
Yeah. I'm like, do you really want to talk to me right now about this when I'm holding this? Like, is that really smart, you know?
It's okay. I got to try taco.
Yeah, but, I mean, Richard makes all of his marinades for all of his tacos.
So we make everything from scratch. We don't cut corners on this.
No, everything that you have is diced by us. We dice everything. We, you know, marinate it all. We everything. So
including the salsas.
And the salsas.
So what about the hot dogs? You have
Sonora hot dogs.
Hot dogs. And what is
we have Sonora hot dogs. We have the carne asada. We have al pastor. We do the queso birria, and that's one that's going to be an exclusive.
Yeah, that's
one
the town's of these favorite, days, I think.
One next episode with you guys. You know,
yes, we'll have to have you guys to taste that.
And,
so next week?
I'm just kidding.
Well, we'll see what the people like. I mean, I hope they like us. I mean, I don't think I sound that good on the radio.
No, you sound great.
He probably sounds better than he looks, huh? See?
Oh.
Nice. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, Rich and I have some.
That was a compliment.
Rich and I have something in common. We both have faces for radio.
There you go.
It's all good.
It's okay.
Right?
I love them either way. Aww.
As long as we get hits, though, you know.
Exactly.
And then I bought some ice cold cokes. You know, it's we bought
straight from Mexico. Pizza.
Straight from Mexico.
Yes.
It has to be done right. You know, when you're eating tacos, you have to get a nice ice cold. And that's how we were raised on our part, my familia. You know, we have taquero. It's an endless taco buffet. We have the whole condiment bar. We have a salsa. You know, it's endless for those.
Yeah, so a lot of people, they don't really see our setup. They see what we have actually out there. So when they actually do see our setup, they're like so amazed. I mean, we have porcelain bowls. We have we have them in an ice bath. I mean, yeah. So I mean, it really does look nice, and it's something so different that I mean, Ajo hasn't seen. So when people actually seen what we did, they were just like, "Wow, this is amazing!" Like,
oh, that's great. I mean, because you look back to when you first started,
yes,
and you look to today, and you can see the growth and how far you've come.
Yes, it just like I said, it just a little by little. We don't notice it when we're working on it or doing things, and then people are telling me, "Hey, Rich, you're doing it already." I'm like.
I don't know what we're doing, but you know what I mean?
But whatever we're doing,
just keep doing what you're doing, you know, and that's what everybody tells you. Just keep doing what you're doing, and I'm like, well, I don't even know if what I'm doing is right. You know what I mean?
So, I mean, we do provide the tacos, and I also have another couple other things I'm working on, which is going to be a project, which is...
So we're hoping that's going to be doing the next thing that Ajo get to see from us, too. Yeah. So we have something in the background going on, so...
Right.
So, yeah, so don't be surprised if you see something out there different than what we've been doing, but... Yeah, so
I'm hearing rumors of pizza.
Oh, not us.
Not us.
Okay.
Not us.
Okay.
Rumors from pizza, but there will be pizza at the 4th of July. Though.
Right.
I heard. I don't guarantee. But it is a small town. So
how about a taco pizza?
Hey.
Richard has a little kind of Mexican pizza kind of concept that he does have that we haven't put out there yet.
What are you doing?
See, you could just take Taco Bell down.
Yeah, we don't. We just...
We don't talk about top secret. We don't talk. We don't talk about taco.
After the radio, you want
we don't. We don't talk about taco pizza.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. All right. Let's move along. More music. It's One Republic. It's Rescue Me. We're gonna have to rescue Rich here about taco pizza. Anyway, it's Z89.3 Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3 Ajo's Hit Music. Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with you on this TGI Friday.
I'm so full. Friday. I can barely talk.
Oh, I am stuffed. I am stuffed. Rich and Ashley in the studio with us as well, and Nina in the background.
Yep.
So, wow, yeah, that was really
good. That was really good.
How was that, guys?
That was tasty. I mean, and I'm not just saying it just to say it.
Yeah.
I'm saying it because it's true.
You were surprised when you were eating, right?
I know. I was surprised. That hot dog was...
I was surprised you ate two hot dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, I had two. Rebecca, I think, had three.
No, I only have one.
Only one?
And four tacos.
I'm gonna have to
get down on the tacos though.
Yeah.
I had like four tacos.
Four tacos, and she had a hot dog. So I'm gonna have to go get the dolly downstairs. And I'm gonna have to
have one in the back of our truck. Actually,
yeah, I'm gonna have to dolly Rebecca out.
I have two in there for later. Well, for tomorrow.
Right.
Maybe so, later on tonight. You know, once we home.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much for bringing in the food. My gosh, that was tasty. Do you have shout-outs? Who would you like to give some shout-outs to?
Ashley, you have shout-outs?
Wait, I thought you had them
all. Okay, I got this.
I thought Rich had it. He's I got this.
Well, I got a big shout-out. You know, I want to go ahead and give a shout-out to Ajo, because Ajo is what made us.
Supporting
us. Local businesses, the community.
The community, all the businesses here.
Exactly.
Johnson, Mr. Aaron Cooper, a good mentor of mine. I got Gilbert Campos, BP, you know.
And a lot of the really Border Patrols and out here, the families. I mean, they've been a big supporter of us as well. So,
we're going to give a shout out to Mario, the mayor of Ajo.
Yes,
I don't know if you guys know the mayor.
Well, so if you don't know him or met
there's
him
multiple
yet.
Mayors.
Yeah.
I'm learning. Bo is an unofficial mayor. Yes. Now we've got, what was the name you just said?
Mario.
Mario. Yeah, he's another.
Mario
he's
is an, a,
yes.
He's a very special individual.
Very special individual. So if you guys haven't met him yet, yes, you guys are in
I also
we haven't met him yet.
You're missing out.
You guys are in for a treat, yes.
Well, we got a couple characters. You might never know. You might have been bringing up interviews.
You know, if he wants to come in and sit in on a show, we always welcome people to come in.
But no political, right? No political.
Oh, no. We keep everything. We want to keep that off to the side. We just want to come in and just have a good time.
All right. See?
Yeah, see?
Another shout out to my family in Phoenix, you know. Yeah. Thank you for the support.
Yeah,
thank
both you of too. Our families, yeah.
Yeah, both right. of our families. I want to go give a shout out to the people at T.O., my res people, what's up?
Uh-huh. What's up? Yep.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know,
all my family out there.
Done in Charco 27.
You know, yes, you know, everybody out on the nation as well comes out to support us as well. So we have a lot of people that do drive out, you know, come out here just to come and be able
eat the tacos.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
That's right. So to all the travelers that are going through Ajo thinking that all we have are a few gas stations, just to let you know, there's a lot more to Ajo if you just stop and check it out.
Yes.
There's a lot more here.
You miss out on a lot of things just driving through. You know, exactly. It's not all about just Circle K.
Yeah.
Everybody just stops at a Circle K and thinks that's it. No.
Even though we want to give a shout out to Carly, too. Carly and the guys out there.
You know, they put up with a lot of those people, those travelers. Right? You know, we're thankful for them.
Exactly.
But thanks again for having us here. We really appreciate it.
You know what?
Yes, we really appreciate it. We had fun.
You always have an open invitation. We love to have people in. Because it gives us something more to talk about than our personal lives. So, you know, it's kind of nice.
I'm glad that you had a break from yours and you're able to kind of...
Right. If you guys are going to keep feeding us like this, we're probably going to have you guys...
Yes, there's a lot more.
And we might end up bringing on my grill. You know,
next time we'll be grilling right here outside the balcony.
I want to be right there in front of the grill cooking in front of you.
Oh, yeah. See, we have a balcony in the studio here. We can put a grill up there. We're going to have a good time. And we can have people come down below. You'd be like, hey, throw me up some money. Here you go. Here's a taco.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We could have a lot of fun with
that. I'm like, oh, yeah, I think you could.
And you might see me sooner. We're just might have a daily operation.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. And don't worry about that. That's just the EAS machine.
Okay. All right.
So just kind of ignore that. All right. We'll have an alert coming out here eventually. So that's why we need to wrap this up. All right. Thanks so much for joining us. And I look forward to seeing you again. And have a great 4th of July. And thank you for coming in, Nina. We appreciate you being here as well. All right. Going to leave you with Camila Cabello. It's Bam Bam. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. And Ty Verdes. And She Loved Me. Before that, Luis Fonsi, and we heard from Maroon 5. Sean Ann.
Rebecca Jane.
Along with you. Boy.
Boy.
Boy, what a show today.
Yeah.
That was so great having Rich and Ashley in the studio with us, and I am still, I'm going to be stuffed for the rest of the night. I might not even need breakfast tomorrow.
Damn.
I am stuffed.
Yeah.
So
I ate so much.
I can't believe you had four tacos and a hot dog.
They were good.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's so
you
good.
Had to do some extra push-ups tonight.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a laxative in the morning.
Yes, an extra laxative in the morning. There you go. Okay, that works. Okay. All right. Well, you know, hey, TGI Friday. Enjoy your weekend. We're going to be actually pretty busy. I know we got a lot of family coming into town on Saturday because it's A.A. Ron's birthday. So I know we're going to be doing that on Saturday. Sunday's going to be kind of chill. Monday, I know we got the parade, and we're going to be doing some things out at the plaza, I'm sure, checking out all the happenings down there. And we'll probably be checking in on air every now and then on 4th of July. Programming note, everybody has 4th of July off here at station, so no news, just a lot of music.
Yeah.
So that's
looking
that's
forward
good
times. For that. Yeah. Day off, yay!
Yay! You like having extra days off?
Of course, don't you?
No, I hate it.
Yeah, I can tell.
100% work. That's me. That's my motto.
Uh-huh,
El Worko 100%. All right, we are out of here. John and Heidi up next from 6 until 8. Coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. It is the Raider Party Mix with DJ Sticky Boots. A lot of great weekend programming we have here on Z89.3. You can check out the schedule on that. Just go to ahoradio.org. That's ahoradio.org. And check out our schedule for the weekend. Because, again, a lot of great programming.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah.
We'll be back with you again Tuesday afternoon to do it all over again. Going to leave you with Blake Shelton. It's gonna. It's Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music. Take care.
Bye.